and Columbus 5 actually went live, but it was awesome. I was Cozy Gang, hashtag Cozy Gang. I was in my basement watching from home, and he brought some awesome guests on: Prism Protocol, Nexus, Talus, Lavanna. Everybody was there just to talk about sort of you know, where they're positioning themselves around Columbus 5. And I was trying to eke out of people the information about when they plan on launching, because we don't want to have this sort of mad rush into liquidity, and attention. But we'll see what happens. You know, I think people are still sort of carefully figuring out what they want to do. I will say Nexus Protocol and the guys over at Nexus Protocol have done a great job of sticking on schedule. And they're launching very shortly here, which I'm sure we'll bring up later.
Yeah, we'll talk about their schedule details. Everything is still up. I guess Tezos has passed us today for social activity for some reason. But other than that, Terra has just been leading the social metric charts. I don't know if you follow Lunar Crush. They definitely don't just focus on Luna, despite the name. They have these social ranks for altcoins. And I guess they consider everything but Ethereum and Bitcoin an altcoin here for these rankings. And they've got social and interest metrics and things. Luna has been crushing it. By the way, we took the opportunity to upgrade our infrastructure. We've been running 100%, and that's like 100.0000. There have been no missed blocks, no missed Oracle votes since the Columbus 5 upgrade. We took that downtime and just spun up a whole new validator, basically. It's still the same votes. You don't have to migrate votes or anything or do any of that nonsense. It's fine. But if you want to support the show, go vote for the Terabytes validator at Terabytes. For some reason, our profile might not display for you, but you can click and see it, all the details here on the GitHub, to make sure it's actually us. Now, let's get into some opportunities that people can pursue right now that are already available before we talk about future news.
Let's do it.
Yeah. First up, Apollo. We've talked about them before, but I just want to let you know, if you've missed it, phase two of community farming is up and there is still some Apollo left. It's estimated this date hasn't changed, so I don't know if it's correct. But it's estimated to end sometime soon, and 2 million of the 6 million Apollo. Now, if you're not familiar, you come in, you deposit in these vaults, and you get a certain percentage of the yield that you would get goes to buying Apollo at 25 cents. Pre-sale VC types that got in got it at 15 cents. Mm-hmm. So it's like 40% discount. It's not over the top. It's not like you're paying 30x, but some of the yield will go towards getting Apollo tokens.
And there are a lot more vaults now open than there were in the first round, right? I mean, they've got every M asset, unless I'm wrong.
No,
am I mistaken? Were they all
the first? Yeah, they were.
Okay,
they were
for, okay. Yeah. So all of the M assets, just like in the first round, are still available for you to stake in. I know mine was a very popular one, and Ankh was, people were waiting with bated breath for Ankh to come out. So
yeah. And still very good auto compound APRs on these, and good is subjective, but 160% on mine, 101% on Ankh. These are audited and have community faith and backing, but your own risk. You know, do your own research and be careful out there. Let's move right on. Valkyrie Protocol. We haven't talked about Valkyrie for a little bit. Valkyrie is coming to launch on Pylon Gateway on October 7th. That is in 3 days. So you can stake mine and prepare UST to get Valkyrie on Pylon Swap or Pylon Pools. I know you're a Pylon fan. How do you feel about Valkyrie? Are you going to be?
I'm not bullish, super bullish. I'm not super bearish one way or another on Valkyrie. To be honest, I haven't had enough time to really pay attention to Valkyrie. I know a guy from the Valkyrie Protocol was on the Columbus 5 launch party with Donku and the rest of the gang. So if you want to go check that out and see sort of what, in my experience, was the first time I've seen them make a public appearance, and I could be wrong again about that. But I really just need to do more research on here to figure out. But I do know that there's an airdrop to people that are staking mine tokens, and it's not just for Valkyrie. It's for a couple different projects that are coming out. So I've got a lot of Pylon staked on. I've got a lot of mine staked on Pylon. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, just comments saying swapping stations down. Yeah, I experienced some of that with Anchor Protocol. There's been some connection issues with some Terra apps today. Just refresh a few times and it should start working for you. If it doesn't, feel free to reach out, but I know the team's working on the intermittent connectivity issues that are going on. Anchor UI may display some numbers that you think are obviously wrong. And they're having some front end issues going on, similarly with Swap and Station. THF says someone needs to hire more devs, apparently. I don't know if that's a joke based on the recent tweet that we only have one dev. apparently, yeah, in Terra.
Apparently, there's only one dev working on the entire Terra ecosystem. So shout out to, I guess it's Will Chen.
Yeah.
He's doing a fantastic job deving every single project. And it's weird because the amount of people that we have on the show and we meet with, they always talk about how great their dev team is. And it turns out it's just Will Chen every single time. So that's a big commendment to him. That's a great work that he's doing. And he's very flexible. Apparently, he can work on multiple things at once. So great job.
Yeah, good job. He actually had time to shave somehow for TFI Alpha, too.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I saw a joke that someone said he really did. He really didn't shave until Columbus 5, but he had he didn't have much of a beard going on, unlike the guys over here at Terabyte. So,
all right, we got to pop the screen back up. We're falling behind here. This is a giveaway that I wanted to shout out, let you know, since we just talked about voting for the Terabytes Pod Validator. If you vote for, if you stake for any of these community validators, PFC, Terabytes Pod, Justin, Luna Orbit, Smart Stake, Lunar Citizens, or Marty Cloud, all various community validators that do various things. PFC does a lot of like maintains some cool tools and like a Discord that really helps validators. It pings you if your validator has an issue. And of course, Terabytes does a few things. And then there's these other validators do all sorts of things, including answering community questions 24/7. And people who stake to these validators will be in a raffle for 30 random Peep NFTs. I don't know if you know this collection yet. Terra Peep. What do you think? These little black and white guys, Terra Peeps. Well, if you want to have a chance at getting these NFTs, just be staked to one of those validators. We're going to talk more about NFTs soon, but I'm not even letting you comment on some of these, because we got another thing you can do right now. Go to app.cash.io. You can get a Cash DeFi account. We talked about this a long time ago. Remember when they dropped that demo?
Long time ago.
It was a bombshell demo. I hope this doesn't just show an account, but it doesn't matter. You come in and you connect with Google, Facebook, Twitch, Discord, or an email. And if you're on your phone, you can just, it'll use your like Face ID or Touch ID or whatever biometrics you have to like keep your key safe, or you can get an email backup. So you can like not even deal with a seed and just have it right all in your biometrics if you want. And you end up with this, I can't really log in right here because it's on my phone, but you end up with this great, this dashboard of all your assets, and you can use various payment rails to get fiat into crypto and things.
And a little bit of alpha here. They are giving, I believe, 1,000 Cash tokens to the first people that sign up. I don't know how many people they're giving it to, but I heard that directly from the horse's mouth. So if you sign up for the Cash, yep, 1,000 Cash rewards already credited. So as soon as you sign up, you get your 1,000 credits with a K. So go do that because it's easy.
Yes. All right. Very cool interface. I'm going to see if I can find a screenshot here really quick, since we haven't talked much about Cash in a while. Bunch of ads. Well, anyway, they've got cards coming out. You can apply for cards right now. And there's some kind of subscription fee, but you can also try to get a free subscription.
Yep.
I guess the card has a subscription, right? I can't find an interface screenshot here, but you can go check it out. It really is super easy to sign up. So just go, many, many countries available, and you can even maybe get fiat into crypto there. We're moving on. Surprise, Shade Protocol. We haven't talked about this one before. An array of connected privacy-preserving dApps on Secret Network featuring Silk, which is a burn-based algorithmic global stablecoin. Wait a minute. Burn-based algorithmic global stablecoin. That seems...
What's going on here, Pete?
That seems kind of like what we do.
What's going on here?
And I know that it has a little bit more to it than just the seniorage machine. And we hope to have Carter Wright on from Secret Network. I don't know if he's from Secret Foundation or what entity, to explain more about this. But there's definitely some kind of hint that there's a partnership going on, or some kind of interoperability, or it's coming to Terra. I don't know. We'll hope to have him on soon, but that's Shade Protocol on Twitter. Next up, man, there's just so many tabs and it's just so assorted.
We're not even halfway through.
I'm trying to like condense these. There's like a section for NFTs. There's a section for this and that. Planet Finance, check them out. They've got UST pools. Check out this article. Next up, we've got Nebula Protocol hiring a new general manager. and pulling in some stuff about Nebula Protocol. Can't wait for Neb. We haven't heard a lot about them yet, other than just that initial, those six NFTs or six ETFs that we could get. But exciting things coming up. Stator Labs. We're going to have an interview about Stator Labs soon. But if you can't wait, check out this Loop article on Loop Markets, really great content platform on the hidden truth behind staking rewards, discovering how big stake theory can boost your returns, and so on. Stator Labs, we hope to have them on them soon. Speaking of Loop, here's another opportunity. There's an airdrop incoming. Loop airdrop incoming, and they're calling this a
fair drop.
Fair drop.
Yes.
Now, what they see about a fair drop, they do give similar warnings. So I fear we might have something like a Star Terra launch like controversy here, where we're not providing much initial liquidity.
Uh-oh.
It'll be up to the community to provide liquidity and set a price. So be very careful, as there will be FOMO and prices might get out of control. So if you were around for Star Terra, you saw the, in fact, look at this. They're doing a sale on Star Terra and a sale on Pylon for 2.5 cents and 10 cents. They've got their dynamics here, and they're trying to airdrop 6.5 million Loop to all these groups. Looper token holders, and that's if you've gotten drops so far. Looper gives you that right. Luna stakers,
love 2 to
million
see it.
Loops, yeah. Some competition winners, Star Terra stakers and Mine stakers.
Oh, I did not know that they were doing Star Terra stakers and liquidity, or the Mine stakers at the end. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and this makes me this answers a question I had as to whether Star Terra, like whether you had to just stake the single Star Terra asset or whether LPing counted. And I guess they've answered that question, but also to LPs. And they want to make it a fair drop. What does that mean? It means that they're setting some caps on the number of tokens people will get, as well as a minimum number of tokens each address will receive. And I wonder if that will make people create a bunch of little tiny addresses or something like
interesting,
that. With little
yes.
tiny balances.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe they've already taken the snapshot at this point, though, you would hope, before they put out that little mechanism
yeah.
in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It says right here, all snapshots have already been taken. This is interesting because they specifically say that some people have said, hey, it's not worth claiming these airdrops because the transaction fees, they want to avoid it by airdropping a minimum. That's really interesting. That's an interesting drop, but we've got to move on.
I like that.
Yeah. Did you catch the happy hour? There were not very many people on the
I
happy
missed
hour.
It. I missed
there
it.
There were like 50 to 60 people perhaps on the White Whale happy hour. They went for 2 hours asking questions. The devs were on. Just so much information about White Whale. But alpha drop of the day was that the rewards, which formerly were going to be paid out in Whale, makes sell pressure, right? You get sell pressure on Whale and all sorts of things, are going to be paid out in the token now. So if you're like arbitraging UST, you get rewarded in UST instead, which I think is good for Whale. I think it's good for all kinds of reasons. So big alpha drop on White Whale. We're going to look to hear more from them soon. It's time to talk Star Terra. Man,
time to talk Star Terra.
We're just crushing through these tabs.
The color commentary, man. You're the one doing all the work.
This is a news bite, and we do weekly news bites here usually, which is just like this, firing through information. And you know what? The news is getting so dense that I'm going to have to categorize now. So in the future, you're going to see, all right, it's time for NFT news, and there'll be a little banner or something.
Or we'll have to like send it over to somebody in front of a green screen like they're doing the weather, but it'll just be NFTs.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to bring on more staff.
We're going to have to bring on more staff. So
All right, Evan, you're doing NFTs.
Okay. Terabytes is growing.
Terabytes is growing. Yeah, we've actually got somebody that we're bringing on probably to make more content.
Wow.
That's going to be on the channel. We're talking multiple videos each month.
That's exciting.
And I don't want to reveal who it is yet. I'd rather just drop it.
I think we should just drop it.
Yeah. So we've got a new member that everyone here will recognize, who's going to be coming and providing their own content on this channel to help the channel grow. And if you're interested in providing some kind of super valuable content to the Terabytes channel, maybe you have your own channel, you want to cross promote, or maybe you just want to come in and you're like, I don't really have a following, but I have this great ability, then please reach out and be like, hey, I want to be a part of Terabytes, and we'll figure out how to make that happen.
Absolutely.
You have this dream of Terra TV, right? With this 24/7 Like, you can always put something on and there's a Terra.
Imagine
like,
there was a network of people all around the world in their local language or in English or whatever you wanted to do, 24/7, turn on Terra TV on YouTube, and you've got the show of whoever that person is. So whether it's our friends in Europe, our friends in Asia, our friends in South America, I think that would be awesome. Joella Lim in the chats is saying, drop the bomb. Is it
drop
a guy?
The bomb, drop the bomb.
We're not going to say who
we'll
it
let
is
the,
yet.
We'll let if, okay, the person who it is, if you're in the chat, you can go ahead and drop the bomb if you want to. But otherwise, we'd prefer that we just drop your video. All right. So Star Terra, single asset staking is live. If you haven't noticed, you could just stake single assets now. And again, we're talking about an airdrop here. We saw that there's five parts to the airdrop. So, I mean, if you're participating in this ecosystem at all, it's likely that you're in one of these buckets,
yeah,
I
right.
think. Which is great. That's the way to do it. And then finally for them, there's just been a Forbes article mentioning Star Terra. I don't know. I haven't read it yet, but if you want to read it, you can go over to Forbes and, I guess it's not about Star Terra. It's about Luna, but it also mentioned some
Star
other
Terra,
things,
yep.
including, the Orion and Loop Money upcoming, launches there. Let's talk about Nexus real quick. I got three tabs for Nexus.
Absolutely. Very yeah. excited for Nexus. I know that they've been around really since the days of the Delphi Digital Hackathon, and they were one of the first solutions for auto compounding, and people are very excited for them to be able to keep their TVLs at a safe level automatically. So whether that's adding more, well, you know, when the price of Luna is up like it is today, or taking a little bit of risk off the board whenever Luna's down on bad days. So
yeah, I've really been looking for something like this myself, right? You don't want to get too close to, you don't want to get liquidated.
Right.
So you just borrow really safely. But then you still have this fear, even if you got a super safe TVL, you still have this fear that maybe there's like a flash crash and the Oracle, like accurately maybe, goes down to like, I don't know, $8 Luna or something
right.
for a minute and you get liquidated. Well, and then it goes back up and you can't even buy back in, right? So that's a nightmare for everyone. And so we've been looking for solutions like this for a long time. Now, some of the Anchor V2 stuff coming out, which I understand will be launching around the same time, is going to help with that as well, with liquidation queues and all sorts of things that those talked about. But so Nexus had their audit. You can go view their public smart contract security report by Halborn, which is just Terraform Labs uses Halborn a lot. And there's some other respected names in the ecosystem using Halborn for auditing. You can read through the details. Even if you're not into smart contracts, you might be interested in seeing what an audit looks like. And that's right on the Nexus Twitter. You can check that out. But let's get to some token details for Nexus. The KYC process, because Nexus is KYC'd on Pylon, is beginning. Oh, and it's already concluded. Oh, this isn't news. We missed Uh-oh. It. The KYC is up by 9:30. I'm sorry, guys. September 30th, the KYC concluded
yes.
for Nexus. However, if you were staking governance,
the on Anchor.
Snapshot has been taken for the airdrop to Ankh governance stakers. And we informed, I think there were three shows, including a happy hour and tweets and also some news bites that informed of this, that there was going to be a snapshot taken on, and this was on September 30th. There was going to be one taken in September for Ankh governance stakers. Let's see if there's some details here. A significant portion of token distribution for Ankh governance stakers over the next 4 years. So don't be too quick to unstake,
right.
is the idea. Hourly snapshots distributed on a weekly basis, average Ankh staked over that week. So this is telling me if you want to take your Ankh out to deploy it temporarily somewhere, that's fine, because there's not going to be like, you know, you're not going to miss one random snapshot that determines your year's
right.
side drop. But generally, you'll get weekly airdrops at the start of Nexus Protocol, and you'll know it'll average over the week. So even if you stake late in the week, you'll still get some. This is really cool and incentivizes some Anchor governance staking. The TGE is coming up after, well, there's a Pylon swap thing at October 5th, and then the token generation event on October 11th. And man, there's just more and more news here. The hard cap for whitelisted wallets in Pylon Swap is 1500 UST with 2428 wallets signed up for the process.
Yep.
All right, we got to move on. As much as we like to talk about all these protocols, there's only limited time in this news bite. So it's supposed to be like 15 minutes. Check out this Kado video. I don't know if you saw the Kado video, TFI Alpha, but buying stuff on Kado, I'm not sure how well it's actually showing to you guys.
Looks a little glitchy, but...
But if it's glitchy, I apologize for that, but you can go ahead and find it at Kado underscore money, T-commerce on Kado. You can already get gift cards at somewhere else, right? What is that place called? Terra Cards or Terra Gift Cards? Where you can go and buy gift cards with UST now.
Yes, but this, I've seen people say that they've successfully purchased things now with this solution.
With Kado.
Yes. So this is not like a UI or just some front end without anything happening. This is functional as far as I'm concerned, for you to be able to go in and purchase things online. So,
well, the site doesn't take you anywhere. So maybe you think, maybe if
maybe
you
I think gift wrong.
Cards, the Terra, cause you can go get gift cards over at the other place, but we're still waiting for Kado. And you had me all excited. I was clicking. I was like, I'm going to make a purchase.
If
now.
Someone in the chat has done it, please let me know. Cause I'm pretty sure you can do
Terra
it.
Terra Cards. That's it. Terra Cards.
Terra Cards. Yep. Yes. Chris from DC said it. Thank you, Chris.
And just so much news. Look at this. We've reached the halfway point, guys. Oh wait, it's a repeat. Yay. All right. Next. TFI app. Luna is just burning. I mean, it's just burning hard. I tried to get a live burn feed up, and I guess some of the connection issues that we're having with front ends today was affecting it. But so much Luna burn happening. And I don't know if you guys have seen the TFI.app website. It says connect wallet. I know some people are hesitant to do that. So maybe if you want to check it out, use a burner wallet. I'm going to go ahead and turn off Brave Shields in case that breaks something. I'm not going to connect a wallet, but there's like a club here where people post, like make posts.
Oh, this is the first time I've seen this.
Like a little social network kind of thing. And this isn't very fully featured right now. I don't want to connect my wallet on stream right now, but
yeah.
But it's the start of something, social network. And I don't. Let's check out what bubbles are. The bubbles are just like this cool little like demonstration of how things are doing in the ecosystem. But they've got some other things here too. Maybe this burn live is working now. Yeah, you can check out the hourly, the daily, the weekly, the monthly burn.
Very nice.
So TFI.app is building some cool things here over. Look at this DAO. I mean, it's just a cool little bubble graphic right now. But you know that there all these things are planned over at TFI DAO, TFI app. And a GraphQL API unifying Terra protocol is very cool for developers. Just it's something that keep an eye on at TFI.app. Spec protocol announces also Halborn audit, no critical, no high issues. If you've been looking at Apollo, spec is very similar over at terra.spec.finance. And they have kind of this different philosophy where they launch and then do audits, right? Like, hey, we're going to get it out there,
right?
Your own risk, and then do audits. Whereas Apollo does audits and then launch, which is either way is fine. It's for different risk, like different risk appetites.
Yeah. And Spectrum, they were on happy hour with us. Sheesh, that might have been 3 or 4 months ago at this point. Teams based out of
Thailand.
And I've heard whisperings. Maybe you can confirm this or not.
I can't confirm or deny that, but I know that there are other projects that are.
Yeah.
I cannot confirm nor deny that there are other projects as well that the spec team is involved in. And they're all pretty impressive projects. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, and I'll just say one that I'm pretty sure they're associated with is 8board, right? Are they the same team that built 8board, or they've got some sort of. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that they're associated with 8board, but I can't really comment on that. And let me see if I can find this Doe tweet. Yeah, Doe himself is building a spec position, right? Has been very impressed by the team and everything they're doing. Again, not financial advice, but we've got to move on. Hey, have you heard of Sigma? We mentioned Sigma on a recent video, and we knew nothing about what they were about.
Yeah.
We guessed options just based on like their name.
Right.
Have you heard of Sigma Protocol?
A little bit. I've heard. I'm pretty sure Sigma is born out of TFL. It's a group of interns from TFL. Is it not?
I'm. You know what? There are things that I knew and just starting to mix up in my head.
Right.
All
yeah.
these protocols.
I'm fairly.
We got to get our interns on like tracking all this.
Yeah.
Know? Like
they
Game
won't.
Of Thrones. There's interns that like track all the characters and how's it. We got to get our interns. To like build sheets and stuff.
There needs to be like a Terra wiki out there at this point, just to keep track of like characters in the space.
There are some places like I don't know if Learn. No, never do that, guys. let's just go to the Twitter and yeah, that's that. What I just did is exactly how you can end up like fish your key fished. You just type in a URL because you think it might be. Yeah, you go over, check this out. Learn Terra. This is one option, right? Learn Terra. You go to ecosystem here and check projects, and you can like see all the projects and see their website and Twitter and things. And I'm not saying that they're necessarily all here. In fact, I know they're not, but more and more projects are getting added by the day here to this like long list. If you ever want like a rundown, go to Learn Terra. And they're also here on Learn Terra. I didn't plan to have this, but there are tutorials on all kinds of things like staking and Anchor. We've done some tutorials too, but they really tried to knock it out of the park with like just overall tutorials.
Yeah.
What are M assets and introductions to Pylon and Orion and Stator Labs and just great resource there. Also, you can go to smartstake.io. I do know that one. Sorry, LearnTerra for putting .com. and here there are Terra Analytics where you can check all sorts of things out, like the current supply changes and ecosystem. This like just massively growing ecosystem chart. Bigby every keeps having to resize these boxes.
Yeah.
But you can zoom in independently here and check things out. And there are some like little indicators here, like what projects have airdrops planned and things like that. Well, if you go to projects on Smart, I just don't know how he has all the time to do this. Again, another big community validator, SmartStake. He's got significant stake too. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, and SmartStake, big shout out to SmartStake. They do a great job.
Yeah, but I mean, every penny that SmartStake receives from staking commission is well deserved. Look at this. You can go and check out the projects. You can favorite some. You can go right to their, like, here's latest info. You could see like this latest info update for the project. The badges will, where's those badges? It's like a badge legend somewhere. Well, yeah. Anyway.
And as they're saying in the comments now, all these projects, all these protocols built by only one dev, just yeah, super right. Amazing.
One man wonder. and links, these vetted links to all these places, like their Medium and stuff. And you could see tags, so you could sort by tags. So just another way to keep like track of some, like maybe you want to see all the, where's NFT? No, maybe you want to see all just the TFL projects. Well, you come in and you click on the TFL tag and it does nothing because your Brave shields are up. so you come in, that's got to be it. So you come in and click on the TFL tag and it, I guess that doesn't, oh, all right. Give us the rainbow bars downtime. Yeah. there's some way, let's go to filter tags here. This is the way you do it. Okay. TFL and you pick the tag and it'll show you just that tag. So you could be like, what projects are TFL? Or you could be like, what projects are anonymous? Or what projects are live or NFT marketplace, right?
Very cool.
Very cool stuff from SmartStake. It's an extremely useful thing. So anyway, Sigma options. We've got about 20 minutes left till we got a hard stop here. We will take questions later, but we're just crushing through it here. Options on Mirror. Calls on Luna because you're super bullish. What about options on stocks? What about trading volatility with straddles and strangles? What about NFTs? What about purchasing calls on the floor price of Galactic Punks? I don't know if you've been following, but the floor is a very important thing for NFTs, an important metric. And you often watch the floor, and sometimes call celebrities will come in and like intentionally buy up the floor to try to set a new floor.
Right, right.
Cracking meters on Levana protocol, limit your losses with options. So maybe you're getting a meteor. We'll talk about meteors in a bit. Maybe you're getting a meteor. You're not sure there's a dragon egg inside. You only have a certain chance and you want to limit your losses. Very interesting stuff. Speculation, hedges. I mean, just check out this thread on Sigma protocol, right?
Yeah.
Composability, look back options, perpetual options, rainbow options, any combination that you can think of. Locking in future rates with Prism swaps. We'll talk about Prism again in a moment. And just new ecosystems, right? We'll leave it to the likes of Nexus, Apollo, Spec, and Spar to research and build new portfolios and strategies using Sigma options. Amazing introduction to Sigma protocol from the Sigma. It's Sig_finance on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely give them a follow. That's going to be something that really augments Mirror protocol and helps push Mirror protocol into the next stage of whatever that's going to end up becoming. So I'm excited to see what Sigma Protocol can do.
Yeah, just amazing. While we're on the topic of Mirror, check this out. It might look familiar, right? But it's not at mirror.finance. It's mirror.settin.io. The Settin team has deployed an alternate front end. So if you're having some problems with your Mirror front end, or like there's some future major problem, or some the company dissolves, or some fear that you have, right?
The and team can you talk about Settin? Do we know much about them? Trustworthy? I mean, I love the multiple front ends. I think that's great. But do we know much about them?
I know that they're staking, like they've got a validator. I guess they're intending to build on more chains as well here.
Very nice.
I haven't done my due diligence on this.
Yeah.
I just saw it and was like, hey, that's great. There's a new front end.
One Absolutely.
Of the things you want to do is, I'm not going to do it because my Terra's logged in here, but one of the things you want to do is, especially when you're using something early or you don't have full faith in a site, whenever it pulls up your Terra Station thing to do a transaction, you can expand it and check out and just like make sure it makes sense.
Right.
Make sure it's not like unstaking your Luna or like transferring your assets out to somewhere else.
Yep.
That it's actually doing the thing it's showing. And I wish the Ledger Terra app did those. Yeah. If anyone's watching from that Ledger app team, a lot of other ecosystems have done it so that you can get details on the transaction you're doing, like the action name and stuff on your Ledger app as you're confirming, and not like a 31 part encrypted message.
Right.
That I don't know how technically easy that would be, but it would be an undertaking, but that would be really helpful too, to give additional confidence to Ledger users. Anyway, so just be careful and make sure that if you come in and you try to come in and trade, that the action makes sense and the contract is correct and so on, especially if you're using it the first time. Mars Protocol dev updates. It seems like every time, no hate towards Mars. I love Mars. I love the contributors I've met. I think it's awesome branding. I think that everything that has come out of Mars, I'm so excited about. But it seems like every dev update has final smart contract lines, final UI testing, and final, you know. So we're waiting for, I hope this really is the last lines of smart contract code. And they're initiating end-to-end testing of the entire protocol. I'm assuming this means the bank. This means governance. What is it? The council. Mm-hmm. This means everything. And look at this. Token launch lock drop announced. Date is TBD, sadly. But we're going to go ahead and open this anyway to take a look at this. The Mars governance token, which, full disclosures, Mars governance stakers do have some liability, like on a lot of these protocols. If you're holding Mars and users' deposits can't be like insured, users can't be made whole because of something that happened, some of the Mars can just be sold off.
Yep.
In order to cover that. Now that's good. That's one of the safety mechanisms. But anyway, so let's take a look at the Mars token. Yeah, there's stuff about the Mars token. It's all very interesting. But since we're moving quickly, we've got the lock drop, where you can lock one token, UST, and get a reward in the form of another token. You're used to this kind of stuff. A lock drop will be organized before the launch. There will be a 14-day ignition phase where you can lock deposit UST right at Mars Protocol IO. You can pick from 1 to 52 weeks. And there's a weight multiplier. So if you're locking for longer periods, you get more relatively.
Right? I'm excited for this one.
Yeah. So you can lock X amount of UST for 1 week and Y amount of UST for 52 weeks. You don't have to do all one.
Very
nice. You can be like, I want to put some in, but get it back. I want, you know, and so day one, UST deposits begin, and the deadline's at 14, and then the Mars is distributed. So you get your Mars. There's no Mars lock as far as
it's the UST that's locked.
Yeah, but it's the UST that's locked.
Very interesting.
During the first 12 days, you can change your mind about participating in the lock drop and withdraw your UST. So if in these 12 days you're like, you know what, never mind, I've done my research, more research, and I don't want in, you can pull out. So that's pretty cool. And then at the end of the ignition phase, the Mars is distributed and claimable. Let's see here. Anyway, we'll leave this for other people to read. This was a while ago. We just missed it in the flurry of TFI Alpha.
Yeah,
right?
I think that was the night of TFI Alpha, September 21st. All right.
That was the night of TFI Alpha. So that's very cool. And we're coming up on Prism. We're still waiting for more information about Prism. Maybe you can share, because you said that on that Donku great Columbus 5 launch live stream. There was someone from Prism there.
Yeah, someone from Prism was there. I actually might have fallen asleep by the time they came on, though. So I can't share a whole lot, but I do know Prism. You know, they're separating the principal asset and the yield from the asset. I've seen some really good speculation and some alpha. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
3 minutes ago. Uh-oh. 3 minutes ago drop. First look at the Prism web.
Here we go.
I mean, people have been seeing it, but yeah, let's check this out. I don't know if I should full screen it, but I can definitely do this. All right, so here we go. Let's check. Let's play this Prism web app first look. You're seeing it with us, guys.
Looks like you can
split into C Luna and P Luna.
Very cool. Wow. Very smooth.
Now you got one that gives you exposure to Luna and one that gives you exposure to the yield on Luna. Oh, very cool. Now, that was obviously just a first look.
Right.
But pretty cool look at Luna going through the refactor. Wow, that's interesting.
Let's see it again. The split. Boof. And I would...
these color... They're doing a color thing, too.
Yeah. Right there. Big shout out to Jimmy Lee, who I think is like the chief meme officer now at TFL. He had some really interesting speculation/alpha on what he wants to do with his Prism in order to get some yield. So very exciting stuff from Prism. I'm looking forward to this. I mean, the UI looks super smooth, so it's going to be fun to see what they come out with.
Man, just more and more composable like components being built, and just what people are going to be doing here with Nebula ETFs and Spar. There's Spar coming up in this, and all these things plug in. They've just got so many more options now.
The Legos
are being built, and just some innovative. Now, something like Prism has been done before, not in very popular protocols, or, to my knowledge. But still, all these Legos coming together in ways that are just scalable, and they use a decentralized stablecoin. Mm-hmm. They use UST, and we're just going to mint more UST here. Let's get back to some non-protocol news for a second. We'll jump back in. We're going to jump to NFTs too. I mean, we have NFTs to explode in the description. We're going to talk all about NFTs. Just a couple listings. Huobi, Luna on Huobi. Luna on Uphold. Maybe you're not familiar with Uphold unless you've used like Brave browser rewards or something like that. But Luna on Uphold. And check this out, Binance Staking. Now, this is a while ago, but we haven't had a news bite since then.
Yeah.
Binance Staking launching Luna.
This was a little bit misleading, though, because they said the staking APY was up to 25%. But that was only on, I think, like the first 10 Luna that you staked. And I'm just shouting out more community members who I can remember like creating content. OIO. Yeah, here it is. Here's the table. So for 15 days, you stake 10 Luna and you get 25%. The next tier, however, drops significantly down.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a really tiny amount of Luna, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call this a tiny amount. In some places of the world, this is a significant amount.
Yeah, sure.
But relatively, to the Binance wallet, right? If you have the 10 Luna, then you could get 25% annualized. I still don't know if I would do that. If 10 Luna was all the Luna I had, I don't think I would go and give it to Binance, right? There's other opportunities.
Not your keys, not your crypto. So, yeah,
but you know, it's interesting, and I think it might bring some more interest. But man, thanks for calling this out. That was a really I did not know this. And then you could go 3,000 Luna for barely over. And this is APY, right? So not even barely over, just a little bit less, I guess.
I think you'd be better off staking that to terabytes.
Yeah, and you get the airdrops and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So go over to a TerraStation and stake to Terabytes Validator.
So actually avoid that. Avoid that on Binance.
I'm not bashing validators. I think a 5-10% commission is super reasonable. Mm-hmm. We actually have one of the lowest commissions among the validators that aren't like promotional periods. And our voting power has been declining. There's been some significant unstaking going on by people maybe expecting a Columbus 5 sell-off or something like that. Or maybe because we did have a couple uptime hiccups.
We did,
Before Columbus 5 dropped, we started seeing some performance issues. We knew we had to make an infra upgrade. We went all out in partnership with someone who I'm not sure wants us to say that we're in partnership with them, but an experienced infra person who can just really, really guarantee that we have all this really good uptime. And so hey, check us out again. Last chill of that, except maybe at the end. Levana Meteors. Did we talk about them?
We haven't talked about them yet. You mentioned them briefly, and you said we would come back around, so I'm excited to hear about these.
Lavon has been on a couple podcasts since they were on our happy hour, but you can also go and check out the happy hour, which was recorded. Jonathan himself recorded it, so his audio is great. We sound like we're talking through, like, a, I don't know, like an old payphone from like a film noir movie on that, but he sounds great. And Lavana is leverage any assets, not just assets on the blockchain, but you could leverage anything with a price feed, right? So Luna 2X is the first thing coming out on at least that's the first thing that I think is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What's this LLI? Yeah. Okay. The Lavana Leverage Index Token, Luna 2X. Okay. So, the thing is they're dropping these meteors that come in various categories, and the more you contribute to get a meteor, the higher your chance that the meteor you get will be in a higher category.
Yes.
So some of the NFT, some of the UST contributed is funding the creators, and then some is for the pool for Luna 2X, right? Is in order to have Luna 2X, there's got to be a pool of assets. So there's this initial funding. You come in, you fund, the fund buys Luna for the Luna 2X pool to enable the protocol. And then some of the funding goes to the NFT creators, which I think is totally fair. These meteors might have dragon eggs, and there is a level. There are 8,888. Shout out to Luckiness in China, right?
Yeah,
8,888 Lavana dragon eggs in total. And let's see here. There's a meteor, individual drop of meteors with 202 dragon eggs.
So you've got a 202 out of 8,888, or no?
I'm wondering. Here we go. I think you get. I think you get a meteor no matter what.
Yeah.
But the higher your UST that you contributed, the more likely you'll get a more rare meteor. And then the top rarity is guaranteed to have one of these dragon eggs, and the others just all have a chance of getting dragon eggs. So you see, even if you get a common meteor, there are going to be 101 dragon eggs in there. So half of the dragon eggs are in like the lowest tier of meteor.
Right.
So there is still pretty good distribution, but then the top 10 are guaranteed to have legendary dragon eggs inside. And there are different kinds of dragon eggs. So you've got this NFT, and you don't even have to open it. You can, here's a legendary meteor right here. You can
Pretty cool.
What?
That the artwork on that is awesome.
Yeah. You can keep the meteor, and like you said, you can use options to leverage against your possibility of losses. We got like 7 minutes. You can keep the meteor, or you can open it and see if it has a dragon egg. So it's like unopened. It's like an unopened pack, right? There's people who have Magic the Gathering alpha drop packs. They might have like a rare card in them, but they don't open it, and it's possibly worth more. I mean, if they open it and there's Black Lotus in there, it might, you know, but it's possibly worth more to just hold that pack unopened. Well, that's how it is. You'll have this dragon egg maybe in the meteor, and you could sell the meteor and it won't be revealed whether there's a dragon egg or not. Now, I don't actually know. I guess it will be calculated whether there's a dragon egg when you open it, right? Like the rarity will be assigned. I don't know how the tech behind it works then. But so your dragon egg, if you get it, and you could get a meteor with like one UST, as far as I understand, your meteor, you can open it, maybe get a dragon egg and be a dragon rider, or you can hold on to it and maybe sell it later to someone else who hopes there might be a dragon egg inside. Anyway, we've spent enough time on this. Not that you can spend enough time on Lavana, but NFT projects on Terra are exploding. Thank you to lunadealer.ust, Terra News Curator. We should probably pay more attention to this Terra News Curator to make it easier to do this. Take notes, intern. Follow lunadealer.ust. I mean, Galactic Punks, we're going to talk about them. Luna Bulls, Tales of Terra. We're going to talk about we're not going to talk about all these, but we're going to talk about some of them, right?
Yes.
I met the guy behind Stardust
at
TFI Alpha, and they had to rebrand because of something related to another Stardust. I won't give more details of that, but they've rebranded to Random Earth. But Marketplace is coming out, and look at this. He dropped an image with just all these accounts you can follow. We shared one that hadn't been shared before, the Terra Peeps earlier on, but Luna Bulls, Berg Orgs,
Derby like Stars,
Minerva is pretty cool. Derby Stars, we're gonna
have on the show. Derby Stars soon. So.
Deviants, a card game, like a four faction. I don't want to call it MTG style, but in the same vein, like you're playing cards.
Yeah.
Space Ape from Loop. I mean, just I wish I could call all these out, but all these I'm putting them
Terra
on the
Fits.
Screen.
Big shout out to Terra Fits. They're doing like real physical outfits, I think, that are like. Yeah, tokenized.
Oh man, we got to get some of those and put them, wear them on the show. Terrafits, if you're watching, we will wear Terrafits if you give us some Terrafits.
Absolutely.
I mean, send him a ballerina dress, please. we promised. You just said absolutely.
And send him a 10-gallon hat. So
yes, I will take a 10-gallon hat. All right. But yeah, Terrafits, that's really cool. So let's move on and just check out a couple of these. We got Loon Art partnering with Angel Protocol, joining Terity Chariot Alliance. Six Loon artists producing stunning Loon art on, let me open the Loon art NFT here. Now this is just fractal art. I don't know what else is coming up here, but check this out. Just some fractal style art going on so far on their Twitter, something to watch here. There's of course all the ones we mentioned in the earlier, like I showed in the screenshot. I'm sorry, I can't call out each one individually. There's actually a marketplace here. Yep. Nowhere Art. And they did a drop. I got the drop over here. Let me go over to this. Oh, they did the mint of Galactic Punks. And I don't know about
No, you're confused. Nowhere. Have the marketplace on Space Loot.
I have it up. I just did. Yeah.
Yep.
We've got the Nowhere marketplace. They have the Space Loot. And now look at this. We've got more things. Galactic Punks coming
we've
soon.
We've got Waifu. We've got Bag of Dicks.
We've got Luna Lapin, Bunny Rabbits. We've got Space Loot. If you have Space Loot and want to sell it or whatever, get some Space Loot, you can come in and auction here. There's even some ready for settlement at like 19 Luna and so on. And so anyway, there's a marketplace here at Nowhere. And there's also a marketplace at Random Earth, although the marketplace functionality hasn't been deployed yet.
And this is the platform that actually did the minting of the Galactic Punks, which sold out in, I think, 5 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, something like 5 minutes. You could come into Galactic Punks and mint. Now, I know there were some people who had issues with mobile and so on, but overwhelmingly, the feedback was solid. We had our first block with more than 1,000
transactions. Yep.
Now, Joella is here. Shout out, Joella. You got to follow Joella on Twitter if you want NFT information.
Yeah,
you
I think it's SpikerX on Twitter.
You've got to follow everything she does if you want to keep track of NFTs. And she says, shout out my Lupin. And let's see. So how am I going to do that?
I don't know. Has she tweeted it at all lately? We can
tell us,
look
tell
it
us
up.
The easiest way to shout out your Lupin. Oh, my goodness. What?
There it is.
There it is. All right. I knew you were Joe. All right. So we don't have it, but maybe you mediated. Yeah, this is the person to follow right here. And she's been following us for the longest time.
Yeah. She's an OG, in my opinion. Yeah. She's been around.
Has recently decided to just get into the NFT scene and just, I don't know. There will be an NFT announcement where we're just talking about Joe.
She said she's kidding. Don't show her laughing.
All right. Don't show her. Guys, what happening? Yeah, right. Look, she's she's been on, and I mean, just like if there's an NFT announcement, like 30 seconds later, somehow she knows about it.
Yeah,
she's
just
definitely a follow on Twitter. Sorry if we overhyped you, Joella. You guys, what happening? Lol. But thank you. You've been one of
maybe
our...
Joella could be one where we say like, all right, now head over to the weather, and it's Joella with a green screen behind her.
I know that she's been on something recently.
Donku,
I retweeted
with Donku,
with Donku. Yeah, we retweeted a video with Donku. I would love to have Joella have a segment.
Joella, if you want to join
Joe,
Terabytes,
if you have a segment,
reach out.
We would totally give you a segment. No sleep for Joe, says Donku. It's totally true. And she's been, you know, but before NFTs, she was just an overall Terra fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And just really, really great content overall. But we'll step away from you. I'm sorry if we've embarrassed you a little bit there. But let's get back to what we're talking about here with, check this out.
We got our own Luna Bowl.
We got a Luna Bowl. Now, I'm sorry if you're a community member and you feel like you haven't gotten one of these special NFTs. You know what a lot of these have been doing is like the NFTs are just for like promotional purposes or something like that. They're not like an inside, like you scoop, like you're minting one ahead of time or anything.
Right, right.
But we don't plan to sell the Terabytes NFT. That would just be, right? But we've got this Luna
Bowl. It's got sentimental
NFT.
Value to us.
Yeah, of course. And check out these sound poppers, pop filters on top.
Sound That's pretty poppers. Cool.
Pop filters on top. And we also got, thanks to Loop, these Space Apes, which I'm just...
Cracks me up.
this cracks me up. Thanks, Loop, for the Space Apes. We got Evan and Pete. And a shout out to the humble bagel shop. You know what? You've got to open a bagel shop if you have any interest. I want to open a coffee shop with
we should combine it. Let's combine it.
Let's combine it.
I'll do the bagels, you do the coffee and the board games.
Yeah, and we could sell donuts too. That's fine. And board games, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, beer, yeah, all sorts of things coming
in. We have to wrap up in the next like 3 minutes.
All right, so we'll wrap up in the next 3 minutes. Some people have been like seeing the light of NFTs here, and it's because the community is being built around this. And this is something Loot did for a lot of Ethereans, right? Space Loot came out, and suddenly there's like people building games and airdrops and S Gold and all sorts of things. And SJ of Special Projects over at Terraform Labs says, shout out to Galactic Punks for making me appreciate NFTs finally. I had a light bulb moment last night. I saw the community's interactions with Punks, with the roadmap for a DAO, with the cross-chain future, and so much more. People, when they get these, some NFTs are like membership badges,
right,
or like the rights to, like in Axis Infinity, the rights to like mint spaceships or something, you know, really, really cool stuff building around these NFTs. Hey, check out some of the NFTs we got. Check.
Hell yeah.
These are,
by the way, big shout out to somebody in the comments, Crypto Hunky.
Thank you.
$50 said great content. Would love to collab if time fits. Absolutely.
Time definitely fits. Not in this.
Not in this segment.
Live.
No. But
yeah, we've got only a couple minutes. We're gonna crush forward. Absolutely. Remember Terra Peep if you're staking 2 terabytes. Thank you so much to all the comments. I'm sorry we couldn't address more questions in this quick news bite. Check out the Spar pool. Remember Spar? Spar was one of the earliest protocols we covered, one of the earliest community projects to announce its plans. Well, they've got their first team called Alpha DeFi. You can read more. I won't talk about it more now, but sparprotocol.medium.com, Alpha DeFi and Spar. We're going to see more of them soon. You can read about Orion Money, which we haven't talked about on this show. Well, no, we've definitely talked about it on this show. We haven't talked about it in this segment. There's a deep dive over at coinmarketcap.com on Orion Money with their cross-chain Orion Saver, Orion Yield and Insurance, and Orion Pay. Amazing stuff coming out.
Yeah, Orion Token's live now too as well.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple
Orion
different
Token's live.
So.
And it's just, we can't wait to have some people from Orion on. I know the guys over at Yield Labs, I think, beat us to that. Congrats to the Yield Labs guys for great content. Flipside Crypto, another great content producer. Hey, they've got interest you've earned on Anchor Protocol in the past. You can go, and I don't want to be accidentally logged in here.
Yeah.
But you can go to this this link.
You don't want people to show the $4 that you've earned in interest since Anchor came out.
Yeah, I got it all staked on Binance. 30%.
Yeah.
Science.flipsidecrypto.com/anchorlearning. You can find this link at their Twitter. An AUST earnings calculator to show what you've learned over time. You enter your address there. Finally, I wanted to go out with a bang here. The last piece of news right now. Big things happening at Axelar. Bitcoin is coming to all Cosmos connected chains. Now, we haven't talked about IBC here because I've talked about it so much.
Huh.
Like UST is coming to Osmosis, UST is coming to Secret, UST is coming to Solana, UST is to, because of the new IBC that's enabled.
Right.
Now, Axelar is bringing Bitcoin to Cosmos connected chains. I don't know if this is something similar to like Ren, like decentralized custody. I haven't even looked into it much, but it's now available on the testnet. So they're not just like announcing a token sale,
right?
And like maybe we'll have a product next year. It's a you can go on testnet and check it out. Axelar Network, that is Axelar Core on Twitter. Now I've seen some retweets of this, some other stuff coming up. Will it be on Osmosis Dex? Probably. So just a little bit of drop for you to investigate. I'm going to investigate
this.
That's
very exciting.
Unlocking cross-chain communication. Axelar is not just doing this. They've done some other things as well. Again, axelar.network is the website. So that's the final piece of news for us today. Let's take one question. First question that shows up.
First question that comes
first
in the chat.
First question that shows up next. Not
and
the
we have to answer
question,
it in
sorry.
30 seconds.
We have to answer it in 30 seconds. Check this out. Yeah,
and thanks everybody
Axelar
for viewing.
All this cool stuff. Decentralized network of validators. Anyone can join and participate. So I'm assuming it's decentralized like holding of the Bitcoin. You know, when will staking rewards be double digits? That is an interesting question. I know we've talked about it. That was based on those current trends. Really, the UST growth after Columbus 5 has been relatively flat for staking rewards to be like huge.
And it's right? is it because of
that the swapping fees mm-hmm. are going to go to, hey, 20 SGD coming into us donation. Pair character looking at himself in the mirror saying, thanks for being you with hearts popping out of the eyes. All right.
I think our network, our interface can't show the sticker that she sent
us. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, hey, I described it really succinctly.
Hold on. Let's jump. Question. Yeah. When will staking rewards be double digits? I think people were expecting that as soon as Columbus 5 came out, the staking rewards were just going to like explode, right, and become double digits. But the network and the amount of transactions has kind of slowed down because of Columbus 5, because of people unstaking and things not working and needing to be updated. So is that part of the reason why?
And also these protocols that are waiting on Columbus 5 that are launching now and launching soon haven't quite come out yet, haven't launched yet. So that is based on what UST growth was looking like and pricing was looking like and so on at that time. Now, I mean, trust me, I've got Staked Luna. I'm also disappointed that we haven't gotten the double digit staking percentages yet. But we'll look into that more, see if there's any other reasonings or predictions along those lines, and keep you guys updated.
All right. Sign us off.
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much. Again, we're going to segmentize this. It's been hard. Our intern will get on timestamps really soon. If you've been, I meant to mention this at the beginning. If you're watching this and you want to go back and you're like, there's 50 topics and I don't know where to go, he'll timestamp this, but we're going to segment this and have more people on and so on. There's so much going on. If we missed something, let us know. We'll retweet it at TerabytesPod on Twitter. Stake to the Terabytes Validator. Share this. Post. Oh, whoa. Spill on your MacBook Pro. I actually saved it.
Please stake to us because Pete needs a new laptop.
Share this, like this, comment this, tweet this out, because those algorithms will share this video and other content to fintech lovers, to crypto lovers, to DeFi lovers, to just normies on YouTube, so that they can discover the Terra ecosystem
by discovering Terabytes.
Peace out,
everybody.
See you next time.